Phones down in the back, please. Phones down. That is the final question. Question four of hour 25. What is the brand of flashbulb which was advertised as having the blue dot for sure shot? The answer to question four of hour 25, Sylvania. Again, the answer to question four of hour 25, Sylvania.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. AIG Travel Guard, with over 95,000 employees in 130 countries worldwide. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
Good evening. With 90FM News, I am Kevin Capito. Some stories need no introduction. A Coast Guard helicopter was called into Texas to help rescue a man who got stuck while trying to save his pet cockatoo. After the $2,000 bird, Geronimo, escaped from his cage and flew out the bedroom window, owner William Hart decided to climb after it, ending up 60 feet above ground in a pine tree while being attacked by his panicked pet. Despite his trouble, Hart does not regret his decision to attempt to play the hero, stating, quote, "He's my baby. I'd do it again." I'll have a look at your central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital, Highway 10 East, celebrating 25 years of service, featuring quality medicine and surgery, state-of-the-art laser surgery, in-house laboratory, and a staff that genuinely cares for your pets.
Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 55 to 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning, then mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs around 70. Currently, it's 69 degrees outside. I'll have the top five teams, the point values from hour 24, and question one for hour 26 of Trivia 38 after Trivia Focus.
What is
it? Hi, this is Crazy Becky with 90FM. I was wondering if you wouldn't mind doing a Trivia Focus for me.
Yeah, alrighty. I guess it's going to be me then.
What is your team name?
What it is. That's Kurt and Rickletime.
And how exactly did you get that name?
We take off on 24, of course.
Do you have a mascot?
A dog, our official mascot.
And do you dress him up in funny costumes?
Oh, okay.
How long has your team been playing?
This would be our 8 years.
And what do you guys do to get pumped up for trivia?
Generally racking your brain trying to figure out all of the pictures.
Right, and how many players are on your team?
Usually somewhere between 10 and 20 floating in and out.
Are there any interesting facts about your team?
We play from the Illinois area, 20 miles. So we've got a couple of guys, Ron and Brian, are always trying to point it back for us.
What question has stumped you the most thus far?
A lot of them.
If your team was a food, what food would you be?
Move.
Who is your favorite 90FM DJ? What happens when a team member of yours falls asleep? This is the dumbest answer you've given so far in the contest.
Chuck Norris.
Okay. Have you ever heard of DJ Albino? And if you have, how long do you think it takes him to get a sunburn?
It would get to about 0.5 minutes if it's a good 83 day or so.
And what station rocks your socks off?
529
FM. Trivia Focus? I'm Crazy Becky.
Trivia Focus here on 90FM has been brought to you in part by Ford Chiropractic Clinic, 3108 Church Street in Stevens Point, reminding players that registration for youth football is being held on Thursday, May 10th from 6 until 8 p.m. and on Saturday, May 12th from 8 until noon. That's Ford Chiropractic Clinic.
You're listening to Trivia on 90FM. WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, since 1857, celebrating 150 years of brewing excellence. AIG Travel Guard, offering a progressive wellness program with access to an on-site health coach to all employees. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
The point values for questions in hour 24 of Trivia 38 are: question 1 is worth 115 points. Question 2 is worth 30 points. Question 3 is worth 35 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. Question 8 is worth 0 points. Question 9 is worth 0 points. Question 10 is worth 0 points. Again, the point values for questions in hour 24 of Trivia 38 are: question 1 is worth 115 points. Question 2 is worth 30 points. Question 3 is worth 35 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. Question 8 is worth 0 points. Question 9 is worth 0 points. And question 10 is worth 0 points. The top five teams' standings as of hour 24, question 8, are: in 5th place, with 4,075 points, is Graduates of a Lesser God. In 4th place, with 4,125 points, is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In 3rd place, with 4,465 points, is Knights of Neek. In 2nd place, with 4,505 points, is Return of Sloopy X, tied with Network. In 1st place, with 4,800 points, is Tin Man. The team winning this hour's Grocery Bay giveaway is Zuhu, Where Are You? The Grocery Bay giveaway is provided by County Market and Domino's. Bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with the ID number in it down to the 90FM studios to pick up your certificate for this hour's Grocery Bay giveaway. Again, the winner of this hour's Grocery Bay giveaway is Zuhu, Where Are You? And now, question 1 of hour 26. Fictional character Rami Gupta reveals to Sharona the animals he would give to her family in exchange for her hand in marriage. He speaks of various numbers of animals, but then says that he would give a handful of a certain animal. What type is the animal that he says he would give a handful? Please include the color. Again, fictional character Rami Gupta reveals to Sharona the animals he would give to her family in exchange for her hand in marriage. He speaks of various numbers of animals, but he then says that he would give a handful of a certain animal. What is the type of animal that he says he would give a handful? Please include the color.
Trivia 38. N. Wayne Edwards.
Did you ever have to make up your mind to pick up that woman and leave the other behind? It's not all that easy.
Question 1 of Hour 26, fictional character Rami Gupta reveals to Sharona the animals he would give to her family in exchange for her hand in marriage. He speaks of various numbers of animals, but then he says that he would give a handful of a certain animal. What is the type of animal that he says he would give a handful? Please include the color.
Go to town and Mary bought out the door. He claimed he had the misery, but he had a lot of fun. Oh, baby. Yeah, baby. Woo, baby. Having me some fun tonight. Yeah. Well, long talk, Sally, she's a big piece of guy. Everything that Uncle John need, oh, baby.
Down in the back, please. Phones down. That ends question one of hour 26. Fictional character Rami Gupta reveals to Sharona the animals he would give to her family in exchange for her hand in marriage. He speaks of various numbers of animals, but then says he would give a handful of a certain animal. What is the... Hang on a second here.
That actually is correct, that to a herdful. The last thing is herdful.
Herdful.
A herdful.
Okay.
A herdful. Okay, so we're on a herdful. They've had a lot of time to look this up.
Okay.
I mean, a herdful. We're just going to correct that little bit there.
All right.
So, you know, we're talking right now, and we're blabbing, and time's going by, and they're switching their Google searches and all of that, right?
Yeah.
So it's a herdful.
Okay.
So we're giving them a little extra time.
All right, I'll reread it again.
Yeah, one time.
Yeah.
I mean, one more song here. They've had enough time. I mean, one, you know, the herdful, handful, is not going to be
that herdful, handful.
Hey, you
made it some out of.
You're not going to get it. I mean, you either are going to get it or you aren't going to get it, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
That's all you got?
Yeah, that's all I got.
All right, question one read this way. Fictional character Rami Gupta reveals to Sharona the animals he would give to her family in exchange for her hand in marriage. He speaks of various numbers of animals, but then says he would give a handful of a certain animal. What type of animal that he says he would give a herdful? Please include the color. Again, the answer to question one, or the answer to question one of hour 26, blue elephants. Again, the answer to question one of hour 26, blue elephants. Question two of hour 26. Ted loves Robin, Robin loves Ted, but telling each other is something else. The first time that Robin tries to tell Ted that she is in love with him, she can't say it. Instead, she utters something else. What did she say when trying to tell Ted, I love you? Again, question two of hour 26. Ted loves Robin, Robin loves Ted, but telling each other is something else. The first time that Robin tries to tell Ted that she is in love with him, she can't say it. Instead, she utters something else. What did she say when trying to tell Ted, I love you?
And if she should tell you, come closer. And if she tells you with a charm, tell her no, no. Tell you, I love you, whoa, whoa. And if she tempts you with a the charms.
Question two of hour 26. Ted loves Robin, Robin loves Ted, but telling each other is something else. The first time that Robin tries to tell Ted that she is in love with him, she can't say it. Instead, she utters something else. What did she say when trying to tell Ted, I love you?
Hey, little cobra, don't you know you're gonna shut him down? I took my cobra down the track, hitched to the back of my Cadillac. Everyone was there just a waiting for me. There were plenty of stingrays. Spring, little cobra, getting ready to strike. Spring, little cobra, with all your might. Spring, little cobra, getting ready to strike. Spring, little cobra, with all your might. Hey, little cobra, don't you know you're gonna shut them down? When the flag went down, you could hear a reverb. The stingray had me going into the turn. I hung a big ship and I got under high. You know you're gonna shut 'em down. Around the corner, turn and I'm still away. I was blowing off everything that got in my way. The stingrays and jags were so far behind. I took my cobra out of gear and let it coast to the line.
Phones down in the back, please. Phones down. That ends question two of hour 26. Ted loves Robin. Robin loves Ted, but telling each other is something else. The first time that Robin tries to tell Ted that she's in love with him, she can't say it. Instead, she utters something else. What did she say when trying to tell Ted, I love you? The answer to question two of hour 26, falafel. Again, the answer to question two of hour 26, falafel. Question three of hour 26, what is bringing the power of the rhino to the streets? Again, question three of hour 26, what is bringing the power of the rhino to the streets? Thank you. In the middle of question three of hour 26, what is bringing the power of the rhino to the streets? Phones down in the back, please. Phones down. That ends question three of hour 26. What is bringing the power of the rhino to the streets? The answer to question three, Echo Unlimited. Again, the answer to question three of hour 26 and trivia 38, Echo Unlimited. Question four of hour 26. Competition is good for business. Competition is even important in comic books. Pop Tate has a popular, successful ice cream shop. His competition is a pizza parlor down the street. What is the name of that pizza parlor? Again, question four of hour 26. Competition is good for business. Competition is even important in comic books. Pop Tate has a popular, successful ice cream shop. His competition is a pizza parlor down the street. What is the name of that pizza parlor? Thank you. We're in the middle of question four of hour 26. Competition is good for business. Competition is even important in comic books. Pop Tate has a popular, successful ice cream shop. His competition is a pizza parlor down the street. What is the name of that pizza parlor? Phones down in the back, please. Phones down. That ends question four of hour 26. Competition is good for business. Competition is even important in comic books. Pop Tate has a popular, successful ice cream shop. His competition is a pizza parlor down the street. What is the name of that pizza parlor? The answer to question four of hour 26, Shigarini's. Again, the answer to question four of hour 26, Shigarini's.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery. Proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point. St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org. And the UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point. Connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni.
Moving on to question five of hour 26. Taking time out from recording with his group, this artist pursued a side project with a legendary producer. The two albums he recorded were No Pussyfooting and Evening Star. Both albums featured several avant-garde techniques, including layers of guitars and tape loops, producing a harmonically rich humming sound. What is the name given to this unique sound? Repeating question 5 of hour 26. Taking time out from recording with his group, this artist pursued a side project with a legendary producer. The two albums he recorded were No Pussyfooting and Evening Star. Both albums featured several avant-garde techniques, including layers of guitars and tape loops, producing a harmonically rich humming sound. What is the name given to this unique sound?
You can shake an apple off an apple tree. Shake a shake of sugar, but you never shake me. No sirree, oh. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna run my fingers through your long black hair. because I'm stuck on you.
Hide in the kitchen, hide in the hall. Ain't gonna do you no good at all. But once I catch you and the piston starts, a team of wild horses couldn't tear it apart. I'm gonna take a tiger from this daddy's side. That's how love is gonna keep us tied. Stick like glue, stick because I'm stuck on you.
Hide in the kitchen, hide in the hall. Ain't gonna do you no good at all. But once I catch you and the kissing starts, a team of wild horses couldn't tear one apart. I thought I'd take a tiger from his daddy's side. That's how love is gonna keep us tied. Yes, sir, me, oh. I'm gonna stick like glue, yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna stick like glue, yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna stick like glue, yeah, yeah.
We're in the middle of question five of hour 26, taking time out from recording with his group. This artist pursued a side project with a legendary producer. The two albums he recorded were No Pussyfooting and Evening Star. Both albums featured several avant-garde techniques, including layers of guitars and tape loops, producing a harmonically rich humming sound. What is the name given to this unique sound? Down in the back, please. Phones down in the back. That ends question five of hour 26. Taking time out from recording with his group, this artist pursued a side project with a legendary producer. The two albums he recorded were No Pussyfooting and Evening Star. Both albums featured several avant-garde techniques, including layers of guitars and tape loops, producing a harmonically rich humming sound. What is the name given to this unique sound? The answer to question five of hour 26, Frippertronics. Again, the answer to question five, hour 26, Frippertronics. Question 6 of hour 26. According to fictional character Grace Pasek, it is the smell of freedom. What is the smell of freedom? Again, question 6, hour 26. According to fictional character Grace Pasek, it is the smell of freedom. What is the smell of freedom? Good luck and dial carefully from all of us here at 90 FM and Trivia 38. We're in the middle of question six of hour 26. According to fictional character Grace Pasek, it is the smell of freedom. What is the smell of freedom?
I had none. I fought the law and the law.
Phones down in the back, please. Phones down. That ends question 6 of hour 26. According to fictional character Grace Pasek, it is the smell of freedom. What is the smell of freedom? The answer to question 6 of hour 26, oil. Again, the answer to question 6 of hour 26, oil. Question 7 of hour 26 reads like this. This race car was named the Flying Beauty by its driver, who won the Indianapolis 500. What is the first and last name of this driver? Again, question 7 of hour 26. This race car was named the Flying Beauty by its driver, who won the Indianapolis 500. What is the first and last name of this driver? Question 7 of hour 26. This race car was named the Flying Beauty by its driver, who won the Indianapolis 500. What is the first and last name of this driver?
Whatever happened to our love?
Phones down in the back. Please, phones down in the back. That ends question 7 of hour 26. This race car was named the Flying Beauty by its driver, who won the Indianapolis 500. What is the first and last name of this driver? The answer to question 7 of hour 26, Emerson Fittipaldi. Again, the answer to question 7 of hour 26, Emerson Fittipaldi. Question 8, the final question of hour 26, reads this way. What is the name of the candy that is used to play the new game sensation Thwack Attack? Please include brand and product name. Again, question 8 of hour 26. What is the name of the candy that is used to play the new game sensation Thwack Attack? Please include brand and product name. Middle of question 8 of hour 26. What is the name of the candy that is used to play the new game sensation Thwack Attack? Please include brand and product name.
Yeah.
Phone's down in the back. Phone's down. That ends question eight, and dancing can stop at the beer garden as well. This is the answer to question eight. Here's how the question read. What is the name of the candy that is used to play the new game sensation Thwack Attack? Please include brand and product name. The answer to question eight of Hour 26, Trivia 38, M&M's Minis. Again, the answer to question eight, Hour 26, M&M's Minis.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. AIG Travel Guard, with over 95,000 employees in 130 countries worldwide. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
Good evening. With 90FM News, I'm Kevin Capito. Why fret over Miss America when you could be crowned Miss Snake Charmer? If you aspire for such high dreams, you might be interested in the world's largest rattlesnake roundup. The 49th annual event is starting in Sweetwater, Texas, where rattlesnake wranglers expect to round up 10,000 pounds of the venomous viper. There will also be rattlesnake cook-off, where organizers will answer the age-old question of whether rattlesnake tastes like chicken. I'll have a look at your central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital, Highway 10 East, celebrating 25 years of service, featuring quality medicine and surgery, state-of-the-art laser surgery, in-house laboratory, and a staff that genuinely cares for your pets.
Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 55 to 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning, then mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs around 70. Currently, it's 66 degrees outside. I'll have the top five teams, the point values from Hour 25, and question one for Hour 27 of Trivia 38 after Trivia Focus.
And I was wondering if you wouldn't mind doing a Trivia Focus for us.
Sure.
Okay. Can I have your team name, please?
And Llama Flavored Tacos.
And how did you get that name?
Well, I accidentally bumped into a llama with a taco in my hand, and it tasted pretty good.
So you would say that you got taco in your llama or llama in your taco?
Pretty much llama in the taco.
And you have a mascot?
Molly. A rooster.
Does your team have a theme song?
Good golly, Miss Molly. You sure know how to crow.
What kind of food have you been eating this weekend?
Anything llama flavored. Tasted pretty good.
If your team was a kind of food, what kind of food would it be?
Anything llama flavored. Tasted pretty good.
What is the dumbest answer you've given so far?
Probably our team name, Anything Llama Flavored.
Would you rather fight 1,000 evil pies or high school marching band?
Those 1,000 evil pies. Tasted pretty good.
What happens when a team member falls asleep?
Well, we throw eggs at them.
Are they good eggs or bad eggs?
Pretty hard eggs.
What is the best pickup line at a bar?
I'm Rocky and you're Bullwinkle because you got a nice rack and I'm hung like a squirrel.
What is your favorite thing to receive in the mail?
Anything llama flavored.
And who would you consider to be your most influential inspiration for your team?
My rooster.
Have you ever heard of DJ Albino?
Yes.
How long do you think it would take him to get a sunburn?
Oh, probably about 5 seconds.
Okay, ballpark, what is the amount of food your team eats in a weekend, in pounds or metric tons?
Oh, at least 110 pounds.
Is there anything interesting about your team?
Thursdays and Wednesdays.
Who's your favorite DJ at 90FM?
A rooster.
What station rocks your socks off?
90FM.